Hi, this is Wine Wednesdays. Thanks for tuning in. This is McKenna.
And I'm Kate.
And we're going to be whining about some things for you today. First off, we're going to play I Can Talk by Two Door Cinema Club, though.
So our first wine is called Don't Switch Seats After the First Week. Okay, guys, we are in college. We have literally been sitting in seats for all of our lives. Don't switch seats. What are you doing? That is not your seat. That is my seat. Why are you in it? Literally, why are you in my seat? Like, what are you doing?
We understand that in college you really don't have assigned seats, but come on, like, after the first day, you figure out who's in the class, who you want to sit by, and so by the second week, you really should have this nailed down. Like, I want to get a coffee before class. I don't want to have to worry about figuring out a new seat when I get to class. I just want my coffee. I'm not going to get there like 15 minutes ahead of time.
Especially not after the first week. One of our housemates, we both live in Cal, she was like, yeah, the guys in the back of my class always switch seats around, so I never know where I'm going to sit. And I have work all the way up until like 5 minutes before class. Like, I don't have enough time to deal with you. Like, please sit in your own seat. Like, what are you doing?
I don't know. That, and what if you have multiple friends in the class and you want all of them to be able to sit near you, or you all want to sit together, and then someone ruins that after the first day? Like, come on. I've chosen these seats specifically. Like, you get there early the first few days to make sure that your seats are how you want them to be, and then you kind of trust that that's how it will be.
And the worst is when, like, you have a seat. You picked it. It's yours. And then someone sits in it, and then they, like, know that they've sat in your seat. Like, they know that they're in your seat, and they're like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. No, you're not. Why are you in my seat? You know this is my seat. This is college. Stop it. That's my seat. Why are you in my seat? And then you spend the whole class period, like, trying to figure out where you're going to sit. Well, I can't, maybe not the whole class period, but the very beginning of it. And then you can't see the professor. You can't read the notes. Like,
yeah, certain seating is prime real estate. Like, depending on how much you like the class or the professor or what's going on, like, you might want to sit closer to the front because there might be, like, maps on the board or something like that. Or you might want a good seat for the movie. Or if the professor always lectures to a certain angle and you're an upperclassman, you're coming into that class, you might have already had that professor. You know where you want to sit to get the most out of your classroom experience. And, like, you show up early the first few days knowing that if I get these seats the first few days, I'm set for the rest of the semester. Now, if some person comes in and it's like, oh, I'm just going to sit here because they've now noticed that those are the best seats, like, no. I already reserved those seats by sitting in them the first few days of class.
I will carve my name in this seat with your bones. Don't try me. I am angry. Don't sit in my seat.
And I mean, it doesn't help. I feel like it's even worse with morning classes because I already do not want to be up in the morning. I'm not a morning person. So when someone's in my seat, it just throws off my whole day. I don't like change, and that is a change that I'm not prepared to be made.
And opposite for me, like, this happened to me in my, like, afternoon class. This class goes from 2 to 4 on Mondays and Wednesdays, and granted, I don't have this class on Friday, so, like, I should be really happy about that, but don't sit in my seat. She's had my seat for a whole week, which, you know, is 2 days, but a whole week, and she was like, oh my god, are you mad? I was like, yes, I'm mad, you're in my seat. It got to the point where my non-passive aggressiveness, because, like, passive aggressive is when you just, like, talk behind someone's back and are like, oh my god, I can't believe she's sitting in my seat. Like, what does she even do? No, I was very honest about my seat. And remember, I'm calling it my seat because it's my seat. Don't try me. But so she was just like, are you mad? And eventually she got up and moved. Now she sits all the way across the room from me. So, like, whatever, don't sit in my seat.
Yeah, no. I had to sit next to some people I didn't know the other day in one of my classes because they decided all of a sudden that they didn't want to be in the front row anymore and that they wanted to sit near me. And then I had three people whose seats got messed up because there were two people. And so then they all decided to move because no one wants to sit alone in a new spot in a different part of the room. Like, you want to sit with your friends because then you feel more comfortable and relaxed. And, like, it's not even so you can talk to your friends. It's just, like, I like being around people I know. I don't like strangers.
Oh, my God. And have you ever had someone in your class who, like, you're friends with decide they don't want to sit next to you anymore? They're like, rude. I guess I don't really want to sit in the, you know, middle row of the back seat on the third left Sunday of Tuesday. Like, I don't want that. I'm going to sit, you know, all the way in the back row alone without you. And then you're stuck there all by yourself. Like, hello? We're supposed to be friends. No one even took your seat. What are you doing? Sit next to me. I'm nice.
Don't abandon me.
Oh my god, what is wrong with you? It's very stressful. No. Seats are stressful. Guys, this is college. We don't need extra stress. Sit in your seat. It's not that hard.
And sit near your friends, because they probably really could use your support. And I mean, if depending on the professor, you could kind of get into some socialization, which I find trouble finding time to go socialize with people.
Oh my god,
college.
When someone sits next to you and then they raise their hand all the time, so then the professor pays attention to you.
Oh.
Like someone stole your friend's seat and now that person is talking all the time.
Or you don't like that person and they keep trying to sit next to you.
Stress. Oh my god. Oh my god, when I was a freshman, oh, this reminds me. When I was a freshman, I was sitting in, oh gosh, what class? Some class. And I switched seats in the middle of the class. And, like, granted, I know, you're not supposed to do that. But I didn't take anyone's seat. I just moved backwards. So I was just, you know, ruining everyone's, like, arrangement of, like, where they thought the class was supposed to be. But I hadn't actually taken anyone's seat, and I still felt bad. So that makes me even more mad when people take my seat, because why don't you feel bad?
I mean, and if you're a freshman and you didn't know this before now, now you do.
And if you're not a freshman, what are you doing?
You should know by now.
You should know by yesterday. What are you doing? I hate it when people take my seat. I hate it.
I don't like change. I can't stand it either. And I want to sit next to my friends because I don't have time to socialize.
And if I get up and I'm late, I want to know that my seat will be there. I want to, like...
I need some stability in my life.
Even worse was I would walk into class and she'd be sitting in my seat and I would then have to figure out what seats I could sit in. Because this is a tiny classroom. Like, I don't have enough time to figure out
where
the seat is.
And heaven forbid you sit in someone else's seat and then you throw off their whole
seat. I did.
Like, it's a chain reaction.
I did. It was a chain reaction. It was domino effect. I effectively changed the topography of my entire class for 2 days. Actually, she changed the topography of my class for 2 days.
One person. One person can ruin so many things.
It's all it takes.
Butterfly effect.
What is the butterfly effect?
It's like, so it's when, like, someone goes back in the past or something, kills a butterfly, and even that can affect, like, the future. So, say then that butterfly didn't be in some place and someone didn't follow the butterfly and then they didn't meet their true love off in the woods. I don't know. But it's called the butterfly effect.
Wow. The more you know.
Because even a small thing like killing a butterfly will affect everything.
Don't sit in other people's seats. It's like killing a butterfly. Do you see how this is not okay? Do you see the correlation?
This is escalating quickly.
This is escalating very quickly. But don't sit in people's seats. I'm not kidding. I will. I said this already, and I mean it. I will carve my name in that seat with your bones. I just... Don't do it. I am...
Okay.
Don't do it.
On that note of carving people's names in seats with their bones after Caitlin has killed them, we're going to play Down on Me by Jeremiah. This was requested by one of our housemates in Cal, Jo Meyer. She loves this song and asked us to play it.
I got a missed call from your bitch. She been plotting on me for a good minute. She wanna suck my dick and I'm cool with it. I like her in the shower when it's winter fresh. There's some Twitter pussy, I met her on the internet. On my late night thirsty, cause it was late night and I was thirsty. Girl, I been to that county, girl, I ain't telling. Handcuff you to that bed, girl, it ain't no belly.
I keep a stack of hundreds, I can keep a secret. If anything, you was exploring, you wasn't cheating. She got my number stored under fake names. Her nigga think she favorite, but she running game. Yolo, so take me out these polos, and we can fuck from uno to ocho.
Only is you got me feeling like this.
Oh, why?
I love it while grabbing the rhythm, your hips.
That's right.
Rhythm is a dancer.
Welcome back. We're going to start talking about topic number two for this evening, Ohio weather in the fall, and just in general, because our school is only about 48% people who are from Ohio, like in-state, and everyone else is from other places.
This room is only 50% people who's from Ohio, and guess which one isn't? It's me.
Be prepared always. Okay, so first, we're going to talk about specifically the fall. So in Ohio in the fall, you're transitioning from warm days to cold days. And apparently that means when you wake up in the morning, you're going to be so cold you don't want to get out of bed. And walking to class is arctic. But then by midday, you are sweating so much walking to lunch in Hamwell.
Yeah, like how do you plan for that? Like one of my sisters posted in like our group message, and she was like, guys, I think I'm too prepared for fall because I woke up this morning and I saw that it was 48 and I put on like a sweater and boots and like a scarf, and then I walked out of my second class and it was 77 degrees outside. How do you prepare for that? If you guys have any tips, we will take them. We have a Twitter, a Facebook, and a Tumblr, shameless plug. They're all wine, like W-H-I-N-E. Wednesdays with a Z. So if you guys have any tips for us, that'd be like great, because honestly we need them. This is not a joke.
I mean, I've lived in Ohio my whole life and I'm from Northeast Ohio. Like if you think Central Ohio is bad, Northeast Ohio gets even worse because of the lake effect.
That lake thing, the lake
thing. The lake thing. It's called Lake Erie. It's a great lake.
No, not the, I know what the lake is called, but the lake effect is a thing.
Yeah, lake
it?
Effect snow. Scary. Scary stuff. Okay.
Don't make fun of me. I know what a lake is.
So like you mentioned, it doesn't matter if you check your weather app in the morning. It will change. Things can change at the drop of a hat. Like, it doesn't matter. It can say 55 when you wake up in the morning, and then later in the day, it will be 80 degrees. You will be sweating on your way to lunch and on your way to your afternoon classes. But then by the time the evening rolls around and you're doing a late night Thompson run because you're procrastinating, it's cold and you need a sweater or else you will freeze your whole walk there because we live like 5 minutes from Thompson and have to go outside.
We normally do it in groups though. That's nice. But okay, sorry. That has nothing to do with anything. No, really. But how do you prepare for it? Like I'm from Georgia and I mean, I grew up in the mountains. I'm really good at cold. Like I'm way more prepared than most people think I am since I'm from the South. But like what I don't understand about Ohio weather is how, because in the mountains, like it's just it's cold and then it turns spring and it's kind of warm and then it's summer and it's hot and then it's fall and it's kind of cold and then it's winter and it's cold. Like there are seasons, like four of them. You guys have like five and a half, because who knows what happens between your seasons, honestly.
It could be sunny when you wake up in the morning and then start pouring by the time it's time for you to go back to residential side, which stinks. I work at the desk in Hamwell, and I see all sorts of poor people running in from the pouring rain that didn't know.
Haha, poor people, pouring rain.
But it's just, you cannot prepare. Like, if you're wearing flats or cloth shoes, like my Toms get ruined all the time. For those who don't know, they are canvas shoes, and it's like you buy a pair and then they give a pair to someone. It's really cool. I really love them. I really love my shoes. And they do not handle the rain well. If you get them wet, they smell atrocious.
And just like in flats, there's always that thing like, can you wear flats in the fall? Because like, they look nice. It's not like it's so cold that like the top of your foot's gonna freeze. But if it rains and you're like, you know, all the way in university, flats are not practical. You will end up walking barefoot and being cold because the rain is cold at this point in the year. Like, it's cold rain now.
Yeah. And I mean, depending on your rain boots and how much you like them, you might not want to wear them all day if it's only going to rain for like 2 hours in mid-afternoon.
Yeah, but 2 hours that you can't prove it's gonna rain. It's like, it might be supposed to rain for 2 hours, and maybe it'll rain for 2 hours, but it's not like it's gonna be consecutive. It's gonna be like 20 minutes, and then it's gonna stop for 5 minutes, and it's gonna be like 5 minutes, and stop for 20 minutes, and then it's gonna be 10 minutes. It's awful.
Yeah. You act like this might be a new thing for me. I'm from Ohio, and
I know it's not new for you, but
it was
rest
always
of us,
interesting growing up.
We're dying. Yeah. Although, speaking of fall, hey guys, happy like first day of fall.
Whoa.
Today is, in fact, the official first day of fall. Not that that really means anything. But
and we're already
true.
Complaining about it. Wow. How lovely. We're really whiny.
What a great representation of our lives.
So, yeah, like, you can't prepare. You constantly have to carry an umbrella with you then, just in case. Because, let's be honest, you're carrying maybe iPad, laptop, notebooks, books. Books that maybe belong to the library, so you really can't get ruined.
Books that might be older than you and your parents combined. Right now I have a book in my book bag that's from 1929. I'm not getting that wet. I would rather, like,
you
sacrifice myself.
And it's moldy. It molds. It's done.
You
ruined that book.
I'm pretty positive that I'm going to break it. It's actually a very stressful thing in my life right now.
Maybe you shouldn't carry it around with you.
I wanted to show it to my professor, and then he wasn't even in class.
Oh,
I know.
Sorry.
Isn't that awful?
Well, definitely.
Right, but fall.
Yeah. Fall. And I mean, fall does have its benefits. Besides weather, you get to see the leaves change. Like, there are some good things going on in the environment in the fall.
Right, but that's not why we're here.
Pumpkins. Pumpkin spice lattes. Pumpkin spice everything. Pumpkin everything. I love pumpkin.
Pumpkins as shoes. Pumpkins as hats.
Smashing Pumpkins. Good band.
Sorry, guys. We're a mess. And if you are, in fact, listening to us, 2 stars. Gold stars. For you getting through this right now.
But yeah, sorry that we can't stay on topic ever because we just take it and go. But yeah, so like, fall is just super hard to prepare for. And I feel like spring isn't as bad. Like, if it says it's going to rain in spring, it's probably going to rain.
It's going to rain a lot.
Yeah. But see, the fall, it's just hit and miss. It's more like summer rain where it's like sudden.
Yeah.
Speaking of summer rain, Caitlin and I were here all summer.
We did. Oh my God, June, it only didn't rain for like
7 days.
Yeah, something
maybe.
Like that. And I was in a wheelchair. That was a good time. Yeah. Since we're complaining about rain.
Just Ohio weather in general. Like, it's just super hard to plan for. It changes at the drop of a hat.
Oh my God, our freshman year,
it
was so
cold.
Even people who were from here were like, I have no idea what's going on. And I was like, it's the same.
It hurt to breathe. They were sending out hypothermia warnings, but we still had class.
Hashtag, oh, that'll be a full day of whining, guys. Don't worry. It's coming to you.
Hashtag the cold weather. Hashtag class is never canceled.
Hashtag Rock Jones.
Hashtag level 3.
Oh, my God. Coming to a Wine Wednesday near you. Whining about OU's administration.
Mm.
But not today.
Today we're keeping it simple.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so checking your weather, we were talking about that earlier, how you need to like do it when you wake up, but also like make sure you're checking like 8 hours in advance. What like apps should you use for that? Because like I have a weather app on my phone, and then like there's weather.com, and then there's like weather apps you can buy. I have like 2 different weather apps because Ohio weather doesn't make sense to me, and 1, they don't agree with each other, and 2, they're normally not right, neither of them.
Okay, so I have an iPhone. I never use the Apple weather app. I always get the Weather Channel app, but that's mostly because they break it down very nicely and will show you like the humidity and the chance of precipitation, so you can try to plan like, oh, the humidity is looking kind of high for today, it might rain, even though they say it might not rain.
That's true.
But I mean, really the best way to manage things is I would say like Ohio pocket umbrella
preparedness.
Yeah, like a pocket umbrella, if you can carry like a poncho with you just in case, like just even a cheap plastic one. And then layers are great, like cardigan, sweatshirts that you can take off, jackets.
Oh yeah, the 90s is back, guys. You can tie that stuff around your waist.
I totally do as well.
I love it. Flannels around the waist. Good job. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, there are ways to manage the strange oddities that are the changes in Ohio weather. But, like, it's just not fun. Like, I just want to be able to wear one outfit all day, one sweater.
Yeah, once you add layers, it's like 7 outfits.
Yeah, and then you have to carry all those layers if you have to take them off midday.
And, like, I know there's a lot of, like, women on campus who carry those bag, like, they're, like, totes, but they're, like, a very specific, you know what I'm talking about. They come in, like, blue and brown and black and whatnot. I saw someone with a red one. Shout out to Nancy. That's your book bag, and it's smaller. Like, it's very cute, and I am very aware that it's very comfortable, but, like, it's smaller. So then you have, like, 6 jackets and, like, 12 scarves and, like, 8 hats in it, and you're just carrying it around, and it basically looks like your arm is out to nowhere because Ohio weather. Like,
I mean, that's part of the reason why I carry a book bag in the fall. That, and then just, there are so many books. My shoulder hurts so bad.
Oh, my God, we picked up 40 books for McKenna yesterday. That doesn't have anything to do with this, but that's what we did yesterday.
I really like the library.
She does. It's true.
And take advantage of the resources I pay for.
Anyway.
So.
The other thing about, like, wearing layers is, as much as I love layers, and I do, and, like, granted, my closet is very boring because I only own 4 colors.
Like, black, black, and black.
Black? That's, I was like, that was only 3. It's black, navy, maroon, and bright pink. So, anyway, sorry, one of my friends just texted us. Anyway, I only wear these certain colors, but, like, I still want all of my outfits, all 7 of them, with my layers to look good. So, like, it takes so much planning in the morning that, like, once it's colder in the morning, I don't have the heart to do. It's not like summer when, like, you're literally sweating yourself into a, like, into a coma, basically, because nothing in Edowu is air-conditioned. But, like, you're just sitting there like, okay, so today I know I'm going to wear that, but it's definitely 55 degrees outside right now, so I'm going to need to add that and that. But that doesn't look good if I'm not wearing that other thing. It's stress.
And I mean, like, you can just be like, no, I don't care. I'm just going to do or wear what I want to wear and deal with it. But then you regret it around 1 p.m. when you're walking back from lunch and you're just like, you're getting clammy with sweat. You're not really dripping. It's not that hot.
It's not summer. I know what you mean, though. It's like that feeling when you wear a raincoat but nothing under, like, it's skin on raincoat.
Yeah.
That's awful.
And you just, you feel damp and gross.
And you get home and your book bag is damp. That's always the best.
Mm.
I love it.
And I mean, yeah. So you just kind of have to play with the weather and play with layers. But then that takes you more time in the morning to pick out your layers, match your layers, if you care about those things. So, I mean, just Ohio weather in the fall. Why?
Why?
Why? Let's whine about why.
Let's whine about, well, yeah, why. Honestly, why is where this show came from. Just like, why do these things happen? Why?
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 Why? Okay. Next up for you, we're going to play Fluorescent Adolescent by the Arctic Monkeys. No one really requested this one. I just like the song.
Oh, but Julia Stone really likes it too, so this one's for her.
Yay. Don't care about others.
Discarded all the naughty nights for niceness. Landed in a very common crisis. Everything's in order in a black hole. Nothing seems to pity as my past though. That bloody memory's like an El Tabasco. Remember when you used to be a rascal? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had. The best you ever had is just. Oh.
flicking through a little book of sex tips. Remember when the bars were all electric? And now when she told she's gonna get it, I'm guessing that she'd rather just forget it. Clinging to not getting sentimental. Said she wasn't going, but she went still. Like a gentleman to be gentle. Was it a mecca double or a betting pencil? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had. The best you ever had is just a memory. And those dreams, when as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem.
So we're going to be talking about manners. I'm from the South. Like I said, I'm from Georgia. Manners are really important to me, just in general. And, like, my family is Navy, so manners are even more important. Like, you have to be nice. Manners. It's important. Like, I sound like a PBS special. Manners. It's what you do. Oh, no. Wait, that's a verb.
I mean, we're not saying that you have to go to etiquette classes.
I've been to etiquette classes.
So have I.
Amazing.
But we're not saying that. It's just some common things that are considered polite, and we're adults now. Being polite matters. Like, you have to be polite to people because that leaves an impression. That is how someone perceives you. Like, if you aren't polite, people aren't going to be as willing to help you. They aren't going to think as highly of you, because why should they? You're not treating them with respect.
Okay, but PSA, this does not mean, like, don't think of this as us being like, this generation is not polite, because that's not true. Every generation is like this. Don't let older people be mean to you. I don't like older people.
But, I mean, there are some things that even bother our generation, like intergenerational.
Yeah, it's just, be polite. Everyone be nice to each other. It's like a really easy thing. Like, and be nice to people you don't like. Like, that's one of my pet peeves. Like, there are people I don't like.
Yes. Shocker.
Anyway, but, like, there are people that everyone doesn't like. Like, everyone has someone. There's no way you like everyone. I'm sorry, but you're just, no one's that good of a person. None of us are Pope Francis.
Yeah. It's hard to be Pope Francis. We can all aspire.
Dreams, goals.
Bless him.
Anyway, be nice to people you don't like. Like, I'm not saying, you know, be
their best friend in front of them and then go talk about them behind their back. No. But, like, when you're forced to interact with them, be polite, be friendly, because we're adults. You're going to have to deal with people
that you don't like. And, like, you know, you don't have to be so nice to them that it seems fake, but you can, you know, like, not blatantly ignore them. You can not be rude to them when they're standing in front of you. Like, if someone you don't like comes up to you and they say, hi, you can always say, hey, and then be done with it. Like, that's polite. Like, that right there was being nice to someone you don't like.
It's just acknowledging that that other person exists and is there.
It is the person. It. That person over there. Like, that thought over there. LOL.
Okay. And on that same note of saying hi, like, saying hi back when someone greets you on the J, it's important, because then that poor person that said hi to you, even if maybe you don't realize them, because, I mean, headphones, or it's the morning and you're thinking of all the stuff you have to do today. It's like, that poor person took the time to notice and say hi to you, and then they're just, like, left hanging there with their, like, hand up in the air or saying hi, and no one says hi back.
Oh, especially if they're alone, because then they're just like, ooh.
Ouch, rejected.
Ooh, and, like, if you... Oh, if someone accidentally says hi to you, like, on the J, thinking that you're someone else, please say hi to them. Make that person feel better. They'll feel so much better, especially if the group, they're, like, standing with a group of, like, 10 other people. They will feel so much better if you're like, oh, hey, because whether or not you know them, they're a real person.
Flip side of this, if I'm wearing headphones...
Don't talk to me.
Yeah, like, it's because it's the morning, most likely. I don't want to talk to people. Yeah. I'm in a bad mood because I'm awake.
If I have headphones, I'm looking down, and I have sunglasses on, I don't want to talk to you. And as much as I love you, and, you know, it's totally possible that I love you, it may just not be my day. Please don't talk to me.
I mean, I even do that to you sometimes. Yeah. I will leave the house at a different time than Caitlin, even though we are going to the same exact class. I mean, mostly now it's because I have work. But on Wednesdays, I will leave before her, mainly because I want to listen to my music and have that cheer me up as I walk to class and get my coffee and then actually wake up. And then I'm fine once I'm in class. But I need that period, that transition period of waking up.
I need the grace period. I need it. Right. Okay. So the reason that this came up is that we were talking about holding the door. You know, like when someone holds the door open for you and you don't say thank you. Or getting stuck holding the door open and you, like, you've held the door open for, like, five people and no one says thank you.
Or also being that poor, awkward person who, like, the person before you opens the door way before you're near there and then you feel the need to rush and go to the door all of a sudden and, like, do that weird hop, skip, jog thing to get to the door because you feel bad that they're holding it all of a sudden for you.
Especially if they're, like, still facing into the building and they've got their arm behind them holding it open. Because we all know that's super uncomfortable. If the person's, like, right behind you, that's fine. But, like, otherwise, it's just, like, then you feel awkward because you're all the way back. Holding the door is awkward. Like, there are so many intricacies of holding a door. Who knew? Like, a doorknob and some wood or glass. Most complicated thing you could do all day.
And I mean, yeah.
I hate it when people don't say thank you. Like, I'm holding the door open. Like, please acknowledge my existence. Like, I was going to say I'm not just a doorman, but even so, like, doormans hold the door open. You should still be nice to them. But, like, I am there, a human, alive, doing the thing. Thank me for doing the thing. Whether you know me or not, just say thank you. Especially if you're, like, the 12th person to walk through the door that I'm holding open. Just say thank you.
And, I mean, at Owu, it is well known that it's very common for people to just hold the door. Like, people are late to class because they just keep holding the door and are either too socially awkward or too polite or something. And they just stand there forever holding the door. And everyone just keeps walking in and you'll get, oh, thanks, or nothing. And it's just like, oh, but I have to go. I have to go. I have to go. I have to get to class. Oh, no. And so it's just like, I understand. If you're far away and someone's holding the door for you, you're just like, No, now I have to run. But holding the door when someone's right behind you, like, that's just kind of nice, rather than letting it slam in their face.
Like, yeah. Or, like, sometimes there will be, like, a person between the person who opened the door and you, and they, like, slip in, you know, that, like, weird, like, slip-in thing that you do when you're trying to get around a door that's closing, but they know you're behind them.
Yeah.
That bothers me. Like, what are you doing?
I mean, even that, like, if someone's pretty close behind you, you can just kind of, like, push it open. You don't have to stand outside the door and keep holding it, because I mean then you could likely get trapped holding the door, but like just hold it until they're like a little bit behind you and can catch it before it really closes too much. Like, it opens to a 90 degree angle at least usually, so like if you can,
I mean,
hope it
only
it,
Elliot only opens to a 90 degree angle.
Well, that's where I live.
Well, it's true, but that you're just saying. Okay, so polite to faculty and staff. This is something that I, like, truly myself believe in. There is this story, I don't know if it's actually true or not, of a student who had some sort of, like, medical class. They were going to med school of some sort. And their professor, the last question for the quiz that they were taking or the test or whatever was, like, what is the name of the cleaning lady? And her name was, like, Mary or something very easy, very simplistic, just stuff like that. Knowing the names of the people who, like, make your food or clean for you is just...
Nancy at
yeah,
the
Miss
bakery!
Yeah, Miss Nancy in the bakery, or yes. Miss Cindy is also in the bakery. Just, like, anyone who does something for you on, like, a day-to-day basis, is just like super polite. Like, say hi, say thank you, say, you know, whatever it is, especially because like that's what they do. But it's a very like thankless job, especially dealing with people like who are so stressed all the time because hashtag we are OU. Like, we're always...
over involved.
We're always so stressed that just saying, like, hi, thank you, or knowing their name is super, like, super cool. Like, it makes them feel better. It makes you feel better. You tend to get, like, perks. Like,
Nancy at the bakery knows my order. Large, light-iced chai.
She knows mine, too, because it's that, except with soy milk.
Hashtag lactose intolerant.
Hashtag lactose intolerant. But, like, I got a free milkshake because Miss Cindy was fixing the weird machine thing in the Zook Nook. I don't know if any of y'all have
seen
it.
The milkshake mixer thing?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It's just weird. But she was fixing it because it wasn't working, and a bunch of thetas had gotten, like, milkshakes, and they weren't working. And so she fixed it so that they could have their milkshakes or smoothies or whatever they were drinking. And she goes, I need to make one. Who wants one for free just because I have to make one? And I
hopped on that.
I did. But she goes, hey, Caitlin, do you want one? And I was like, yes, absolutely. So I got me a cookies and cream milkshake for absolutely free.
And I mean, I feel like working at an office on campus, I work at the help desk. Like, it's nice when students stop and talk to the students at the help desk before just rushing back because, like, in offices on campus, they already come in and have tasks to do. They want to help students, and that is part of their job. But, like, just rushing in and interrupting them when they might be in the middle of a phone call, trying to think of how to word an email. Like, if they have a secretary or, like, a student sitting out there, like a student assistant, why don't you stop and talk with them first? They might even be able to help you, and then that allows that person that you wanted to originally meet with to take care of things. So, like, if you have questions about OrgSync, I can probably answer them, and you don't need to ask Mona. If you have questions about receipts and budgets, please ask Mona, because I have no idea, and you're just going to confuse me, and then I'll get very anxious.
Yeah, and then Mona will say that you did it wrong, and then that's even worse. Mona's scary.
But Mona's wonderful, because she cares about us and wants us to be able to do things, but that's why there's a certain way to do things, so that they're done properly. But I am writing the student training manual for the SIO.
So, coming to an SIO near you.
How to at the SIO. There's also how to at OU. That's very helpful.
It is.
There are PDFs of it online. Like, just because it's easier to sometimes go and ask doesn't mean that
you should.
Yeah, that you should. Like, maybe you, like, read the how to at OU.
Yeah, I mean, like, you use the resources that are available to you.
Like, okay. Using the library.
Oh, no. Anyway, so like she said, like, if you're going to talk to someone at the SIO, that was her example, like, and they're on the phone, you're interrupting them. Don't interrupt people in class, when they're on the phone, when they're just, like, talking to a professor. Just don't interrupt people, and don't, like, blurt out things in class. Like, we raise our hands for a reason. There is some sort of semblance of order.
You're taught that in, like, kindergarten. I feel like that is a pretty common across-the-board thing. And you know what? A professor is on a train of thought. They have certain things that they need to cover in classes, especially in lectures. And so if you all of a sudden interrupt them, get them off topic, like, you are only hurting yourself, because they will be writing the lecture off of their lecture notes that they have pre-prepared for class. And if you don't get through everything, or you confuse the professor because you're blurting out something like chicken incubation period
is 21 days.
I'm not going to be able to get the notes. The professor is like, why are you suddenly yelling 21 days at me? And it just works better if you raise your hand, and when they see fit, or I mean, if the professor looks at you and your hand is raised and then ignores your hand being raised, that means that they don't want to call on you.
Or at least that they're not going to call on you right that instant. Like, just maybe give it a minute. Maybe they're in the middle of something that's really important, something that they already know is going to be on a test. Like,
yeah.
Don't interrupt your professors. Don't interrupt people giving presentations in class. Like, don't do it. It's so rude. If you have a question, raise your hand so that I can call on you. I'm in the middle of something. Can you not?
And I mean, the same goes if you see something in your professor's presentation, or you have, like, some slight thing that you want to talk about, maybe talk with them after class. Because, oh, that helicopter not being the right helicopter in that slideshow. like, you calling out that professor in the middle of class is, one, rude. Two, irritating for the rest of the class.
So irritating.
Three, like, it's disrespectful on top of the rude, because, you know what? That person has a PhD, okay?
He does.
Hop off, because they went to school for that. You are an undergrad. And some, like, professors can be wrong. They are not perfect.
What?
But really, like, you can talk with them after class and be like, hey, isn't that this? Like, if it's just, like, a picture of a helicopter, you don't need to call them out on the helicopter not being the one that's in the picture.
Right, and, like, this what happened in my class, like, what she's referencing, it wasn't useful. Like, the information was not useful. Literally, he put it in the slideshow because it was interesting. It was not something that we were ever going to, like, talk about again or use on a test or anything. Like, I didn't need to know. And I still, actually, I don't remember what the actual, like, thing was. Or the wrong one, for that matter.
And, I mean, it just, it detracts from what's going on in class, disrupts the flow of the class. And I mean, you can have interesting facts. I love having interesting facts. I used to do Quiz Bowl. That was all about interesting facts.
What's Quiz Bowl?
Quiz Bowl's like academic challenge, pretty much Trivial Pursuit, competitive.
Oh my God, Trivial Pursuit makes me so anxious.
Oh, I love Trivial Pursuit. My family fights over who gets to be on my team.
But oh my God, anyways, I want to be on your team.
Yeah. Anyways, so it's just like, you're not adding anything to the course. Like, if you're just 21 days, we weren't really actually talking about chicken incubation.
We didn't ask. Basically what happens with manners is we didn't ask. So now we're going to play Tongue Tied. Yeah, Tongue Tied by Group Love. This is a really old song now that I think about it, but like, it makes me happy. So here it goes.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back. So just to wrap up this hour, we wanted to talk about like plugging our social media and some things that we're involved in or want you to know about that's going on campus soon.
So we have a Facebook, a Twitter, and a Tumblr. They're all Wine Wednesdays, W-H-I-N-E, Wednesdays with a Z. Please talk to us. For one thing, eventually we're going to run out of topics. Like, we're cool and we're smart and we whine about a lot of things, but like one day we'll be like, that's probably not appropriate, and we'll run out of things to yell about. I guess not yell, because we're not yelling.
And I mean, we want to know what you want us to talk about, because you're our listeners and we care what you have to say.
Oh, also, if you have something to say about what we're whining about, we definitely want to know.
And so please tweet at us, because we'll be watching Twitter while our show is going on.
Yeah, we will, because we're cool and official and cool.
And if you say something really funny or interesting, we'll probably say it on air.
That's probably true. Also, there's some stuff going around, like going on around campus. Not going around campus, although a woo plague.
Hashtag fall plague 2015.
2K15. Anyway, so there's Kicks for Kids, which is 2 to 4 on the Hill. It's with Trident and Sig Kai, I think. So that's fun. It's a kickball tournament. You should go and support. It's cool. It's for philanthropy. It's for St. Jude's. And then there's also Sluplex Groundbreaking. I know that a lot of people who are listening to us right now, because you're our friends, live in SLUs. So just to remind you that 5 o'clock, right?
Yes, 5 o'clock on Friday by, well, the Grave of Hot.
You know, the pit formerly known as House of Thought.
I mean, it's not like we're salty at all.
Not salty at all. Okay, we're a little salty. But I mean, whine about it. That's our job.
Hashtag wear all black. It's a funeral.
Yeah, we're actually wearing all black. It's, you know, it'll be a good time.
Okay. Did you say kick for kids?
Mm-hmm. So I just want to remind you what we whined about today, because these are things that I want to stick with you. Don't switch seats after the first day. Well, the first week of class. It's not your seat. It's my seat. Don't sit in it.
She will carve her name in it with your bones.
Don't forget that. Ohio weather in the fall, but just in general, what the heck, dude? What the heck? You're unnecessary. And, like, just please stop. And then manners. Be nice to people. Talk to them when they talk to you. Even if you want to punch them. You know, it's nice to not punch them. Just in general. It's a good, like, rule
good
of thumb.
Good life motto.
Don't punch people.
Yeah. I mean, it can lead to assault charges. It's just not fun. The police get involved, lawyers, civil suits.
And I mean, if you want to do something with your life, like, that's probably not what future employers want to see. I mean, there's probably, like, a couple. Like, maybe if you want to be a bounty hunter, it would work for you. But, like, in general, I would probably avoid, like, getting arrested. Unless you're going to be arrested for peaceful protest. Hashtag goals. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That was our show. I hope you liked it.
Please follow us and listen to us and love us.
Yeah, this was our first time and we were really, really freaked out by it. But, I think that it went well. And if you think that it didn't go well, don't tell us, because we don't want to know.
We don't need that kind of negativity in our lives.
We have enough negativity. Can't you tell? Our show is called Wine Wednesdays. Anyway, so we're going to play one more track, because music, why the heck not? It's called Island in the Sun by Weezer.